But in studio this morning, we have with us from the Abbeywood, Kirk Swager. Good morning, Kirk. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. It's beautiful out today.
Yeah, it's going to be hopefully a nice time coming up this weekend. Saturday, the 20th. That's this Saturday, by the way, Craig. You know, this month of May is disappearing quickly.
I know.
You know, the fastest moving month with all the things going on. But if you want to have some interesting experience, fun idea, open house and spring cleaning roadshow going on at the Abbeywood at 1210 South Abbey Road in Elyria. Talk about how you put this together and what's going to be taking place on
Saturday.
Well,
one of the things that we have seen over the years is the fact that when people are looking to move, they get so overwhelmed with everything. So what we're going to be able to do is we're going to have Tammy Kolesky from Howard Hanna Real Estate in Elyria, and a financial expert and an appraiser, and are going to be able to help people through the downsizing process, through being able to sell their home, what they should expect to make from their home, what maybe some of their valuables are worth inside, so that they're not so overwhelmed throughout the entire process.
They have a lifetime in those homes sometimes, and as you say, downsizing is quite a bit of a process. And what do they need to bring, or how do they need to come with information so that these folks can give a good idea of what's happening?
Well, the basic thing is just basically show up.
Okay.
Because honestly, Tammy will be able to help them through, find out what their home may be worth. The financial expert will be able to talk about the best way to invest proceeds from the home sale. We're going to have downsizing information on what do you do to clean out 60 years worth of memories in your home? How do you go about, you know, getting rid of things that maybe you've accumulated? You know, my dad's getting ready to move up from Pittsburgh, and he had 60 years worth of stuff in his house. And literally, we hired a downsizing company. They came in, they cleaned it, they inventoried everything, they sold things on Facebook. They were able to do it rather than having a yard sale and making the family do everything.
So a downsizing company, these exist out there. I have yet to get into this process here, but this is sort of an industry, I guess. People.
Yes,
found
there are a number of companies that specialize in being able to go into your home, being able to get rid of junk that you don't need anymore, being able to take things that might be valuable and sell it on the internet. And they get a proceed, you know, they get a share of the profits.
Sure.
But at the same time, you're also being able to clean out everything without doing it yourself.
Right. There's a freedom that comes with that sort
exactly.
of thing. And that's kind of what you probably find from some of the folks that move into the Abbeywood, a little bit of sort of maybe a relief of something. They have a new adventure now with the Abbeywood, right?
Very much so. One of the things that we hear from so many of our residents is the fact that they wish they would have done it sooner. All of their meals are cooked for them by our chef. We have, you know, great activities. Maintenance immediately is able to respond to their needs. So they get that independence that they had basically been losing in their house. There's nothing harder than staying in your home by yourself and the isolation involved, trying to cook for one, you know, waiting for the telephone call from your family because that's your only outside contact, all of that. By coming to the Abbeywood, they're able to experience the freedoms that they don't have being able to stay at home.
Again, you have this coming up from 1 to 3, the Open House Spring Cleaning Roadshow. This is sort of a targeted event, but I assume people could come at any time if they needed to see what's going on over at the Abbeywood.
Absolutely.
Right?
We do tours every day of the week. We're available to talk with people, to help them through the process more than anything. It can be so overwhelming for people when they're trying to go through it that we want to be a resource for them for whatever benefits they may have that are open through veterans discounts, all of that.
How do you deal with people who are perhaps on a number of medications and you want to make sure they get what they need? How does that work?
Well, our assisted living at the Abbeywood can help them with that. They're able to, the nurses are able to, you know, give them the medications that they need. We get them right from the doctor's office or the hospital to find out what medications they're on. We're able to manage those medications for them.
Talking this morning with Kirk Schwager with the Abbey Wood. Do people need to register for this event coming up, or do they just need to be there between 1 and 3?
Just be there between 1 and 3.
And they can come and they can take a tour. Tell us a little bit about some of the, it says preview of the luxury apartments. Tell us a little bit about what people might, because you see things from the outside, you're not quite sure what's going on the inside. Tell us a little bit about
the apartments are beautiful. We have everything from studio apartments to two-bedroom apartments that are available. One of the nice things about our apartments is that they all have a kitchenette with a regular size refrigerator, a stove in independent living, a microwave, and a smaller refrigerator in assisted living, because in assisted living, all three meals are provided. In independent living, they get breakfast and dinner and can cook their own lunch if they so desire.
So the breakfast and dinner, are those like in a common area?
It's in our dining room. Okay. Everything is chef prepared. It's like going to a fine restaurant. So when you go in, you'll have your choice of what you want. We typically have two daily specials. It might be beef tips. It might be sole. It might be short ribs, anything along those lines. And then we also have always available foods such as steak, chicken, mahi-mahi, pasta, salads. Anything you would really want and find in a regular restaurant is available at Abbey Wood.
I suppose as the seasons change too, things become seasonal. Depending.
Very much so. The menu is changed to fit the season.
What's going on as far as any kind of activities that take place when the warmer weather comes out, or tours or things that you do with the groups if people want to do things like that?
Well, we always take our residents to a restaurant once a week, so they get to choose which restaurant we're going to go to, and it's a big outing. We're going to be having a concert in the courtyard this summer that is going to be a local band that's going to play, and we're just going to have food and fun and activities and all of that. We have activities basically from 10 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock at night. So there's always something for someone to do.
Well, what will you be doing for the rest of the day? You spent your early morning coming here sharing with us. What kind of things are you planning for this week or today?
Well, I'm going to be working with helping some families move into the Abbey Wood. We have three that are getting ready to move in the week ahead. So going to be helping organize everything to get them to move in.
Right. And you have, you know, and when people are moving into a situation like this, sometimes it's the couple themselves, sometimes it's a senior by themselves, sometimes it's a family who's getting somebody transitioned. And there's sort of there's an emotional family process that you probably have to kind of console.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just the resident. Everyone at the Abbey Wood becomes family. So I have worked in other communities in other states, and I've never found a community as family-oriented as Abbey Wood. So when the residents come in, the family members come in, and they become part of our family. And the culture there and the associates who work there all really form a bond with the families, with the residents of all, and all of that.
Well, again, the Open House and Spring Cleaning Roadshow coming up Saturday from 1 to 3 over at the Abbey Wood. That's at 1210 South Abbey Road in Elyria. Related to sort of the items and things like that, are you looking for people to maybe just tell them, bring a picture of something that they have?
Bring a picture. If it's small enough, bring it in. You know, we certainly can't bring in a big piece of furniture, for instance, but if they brought in a picture of it, then that would be fantastic.
Just gets a little bit idea to see what they have, or if there's something they wondered, maybe, I wonder if this had value to it, they can bring it.
One of the things that we have seen, and I've seen this personally when my dad's getting ready to move, is the fact that he had furniture that he was ready to donate to Goodwill and found out that mid-century modern furniture can go for a really good price now. And so he was able to sell it rather than donate it, but he had no idea what it was worth.
Right. Well, that's the thing with sort of antiques. They age over time. And as we talked earlier, Craig, it's sort of timing on things, whether there's a market and a demand for some sort of item, whether it has to do with, you know, a table setting perhaps, or some sort of, collectible and or, as you mentioned, furniture as well. Again, the Abbey Wood over there at 1210 South Abbey Road in Elyria. You can call them up at 366-8980, area code 440, or just stop on by this Saturday from 1 until 3. Kirk, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it and getting the word out.
Thank you.
There's lots going on this weekend. Again, the Open House and Spring Cleaning Roadshow over at the Abbey Wood.